It was about 6 p.m., and a man was about to leave the coin laundry where he was employed. His boss called him over and asked if he would mind dropping off someone's laundry on his way home. The boss said, "It's for my cousin," she said, "who is 8 months pregnant and can't get out much anymore." The man cheerfully agreed, and driving to the address, knocked at the door, and a little girl, the sister to be, answered. "Hi there," the man said with a big smile. "Is your mommy home?" Holding up the white bundle of clothes, he explained, "I have a delivery for her." The child's mouth dropped and her eyes went wide. "Mom," she yelled, "come quick, it's the stork." Certain things, when they are seen, bring an exclamation of joy. Some things are things we try to hide our eyes away from. St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, "For the word of the cross to them indeed that perish is foolishness, but to them that are saved, that is to us, it is the power of God." The bronze serpent on the staff is a symbol of the medical field. So Jesus is lifted up as the divine physician who is to heal the people. He is also lifted up into the heavens to show us where he is going and where we will be lifted up to if we repent and believe in the gospel. The story also portrays the profound connection between sin and its consequences. The mysterious fiery serpents, the Nesharim, seraphim, who bite the rebellious Israelites, recall the primordial deception by the serpent in the garden. The people have succumbed to the perennial temptation that originated with the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And the temptation to distrust and disobey God carried over to the Israelites. Thus they experienced the serpent's own bitter toxin, death. More surprisingly, the method of cure devised by God in Exodus is also symbolically linked to the sin. That which heals is shaped like that which caused the wound. God did not remove the fiery serpents he sent among the children of Israel as requested by the people. Instead, he instructed that a bronze serpent be held aloft on a pole. This was an ensign or a standard, the Hebrew word nas. God links Isaiah's lifting up of a standard with the gathering of his scattered people. He will lift up a standard for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather the dispread of Judah from the four corners of the earth. As the bronze serpent is a visible sign confronting the people with both their own rebellion and God's gratuitous mercy, thus the bronze image is able to stir up the repentant faith in God that is necessary for the cure. The sign value of the cross leads to one other dimension hinted at when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus and said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of God be lifted up," and that there is a necessity of seeing the sign. Jesus is one of the central, this notion of seeing Jesus lifted up is one of the central themes of the gospel. To see Jesus is not merely a physical, but a contemplative gaze that penetrates into the mystery of who he is. And he says that it is closely associated with believing, so that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. This is fulfilled for us in the sacrament of the Eucharist at every Mass celebrated, especially at the memorial acclamation. Behold the Lamb of God. The holy sacrifice of the Mass is the mystery of the cross at the heart of the church. It is the efficacious enactment of what St. Paul calls the verbum crucis, the word and event of the cross. The unbloody sacrifice of the Mass offered from the rising of the sun to its setting. And that bloody sacrifice offered once upon the cross are one and the same sacrifice. The mystic reality of every Mass, the exaltation of the Holy Cross, is not only the lifting up of the saving wood soaked in the most precious blood, it is also lifting up the Lamb immolated upon the altar. This is the mystery, the mystic reality of every Holy Mass. It is the same mystic reality prolonged in the adoration of the Lamb, in the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Just as the image of the people's punishment lifted up on a pole and gazed upon became the source of their recovery, so Jesus Christ, bearing upon himself the very apex of human malice, all of our sins, and all of our rebellion against God, lifted up upon the cross and gazed upon, becomes the source of limitless divine mercy and healing. It is set up for a sign. When the adorable body of Christ is withdrawn from the tabernacle and exposed to the gaze of the faithful in the monstrance, the word of the Lord to Moses is wonderfully and perfectly fulfilled. And the Lord said to him, "Make a brazen serpent and set it up for a sign. Whoever being struck shall look upon it shall live." Moses therefore made a brazen serpent and set it up for a sign, which when they that were bitten looked upon, they were healed. I often find it heartbreaking, and I understand that people throughout their lives have been taught different things, but at the elevation of the sacred species, the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, and then both together, at the doxology and then again at the memorial acclamation, I look out and I see so many people looking everywhere but at him who is our healing. He is being lifted up so that we can look upon him and be healed. I don't know why anybody's gaze would be anywhere else but on the one God lifts up for us for our healing. I give you permission, even if somebody said we're not worthy to look upon him, yes, we are. As a matter of fact, God says if we don't look, we're not sure that we will be healed. Just like those who did not look upon the seraph serpent were not healed. They died from the snake bite. So look then upon the body of Christ and see that sign fulfilled and surpassed in a manner that only faith can grasp. Look upon the body of Christ and see the source of all healing, the remedy for souls poisoned by the bites of the fiery serpents of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Look upon the body of Christ and be drawn into the pierced heart of the Lamb of God.